Son, never stop learning.
Here is the scenario. You have 6,000 incidents behind you, a security plus in your pocket, and a 5-year plan to put your name on a threat exposure management firm. Then someone on a forum tells you to grab PNPT or CPTS right now, before the CCNA, before the Hinge job, before anything. That advice sounds like acceleration. It is actually a physics error. NIST SP-800-115 defines penetration testing as mimicking real-world attacks to identify ways to circumvent security features of an application, system, or network. That definition contains a hidden dependency. To understand what you circumvented, you need to understand what the system was supposed to do. Infrastructure knowledge is not optional context. It is the measurement instrument. Without it, you are running an experiment with a broken sensor.
Think of it this way, Marquise. Suppose you automate a manufacturing step before you have stabilized the process. You do not accelerate production. You multiply defects at machine speed. The offensive detour works the same way. PNPT and CPTS are real tools. PNPT is built around a practical exam that requires conducting an assessment and producing a professional report, plus a live debrief where you explain results to another party. CPTS evaluates hands-on penetration testing skill through methodology, documentation, and practical assessment work. Neither is a theory quiz. Both are legitimate evidence of practical capability. But the NICE workforce framework, maintained by NIST, organizes cybersecurity work by tasks, knowledge, and skills, not by certification titles alone. That means PNPT or CPTS is evidence for selected skills, not a substitute for networking, systems, cloud, governance, or client management capability. Chasing either credential before the CCNA and RHCSA displaces the exact skills the Hinge role requires. The Bureau of Labor Statistics projects information security analyst employment to grow much faster than average from 2024 through 2034. But that growth does not eliminate the sequencing constraint. Opportunity cost is still real. Preparation time spent on offensive labs is preparation time not spent on subnetting, routing, and Linux administration. Now, the key idea is not that offensive training is wrong. It is that timing determines whether it compounds your position or drains it. NIST is explicit. Post-execution activities apply assessment information to improve overall information security. So a penetration test is not complete when exploitation ends. That is the transition point between a technician who hacks and a strategist who manages threat exposure. A technician demonstrates that a vulnerability is exploitable. A strategist translates that finding into remediation effort, operational impact, and risk reduction language a client can act on. NIST SP-800-115 states that organizations should analyze findings and develop risk mitigation techniques after an assessment. It also identifies interviewing as a formal assessment method alongside technical testing and examination. That is not a footnote. That means stakeholder communication is part of the assessed work, not a soft skill bolted on afterward. The strongest reason to schedule an offensive certification after the Hinge role is that infrastructure experience provides context for interpreting attack paths, remediation effort, and operational impact. You cannot accurately estimate remediation cost for a misconfigured network segment if you have never administered one. Remember that PNPT's live debrief requirement is unusual. Most knowledge-based exams end when you submit answers. PNPT requires you to explain your results to another party as part of the assessed activity. For Obsidian Blade Security, that is not a certification quirk. That is a rehearsal. Every client engagement your firm runs will end with a debrief. The report is a business deliverable as well as a technical record because assessment results must support decisions about reducing risk. NIST says that directly. CPTS, by contrast, is structured as a hands-on technical certification. Its evidence of practical skill is different from a theory credential, but it does not include the client communication component. That distinction matters for your roadmap. CPTS builds technical depth. PNPT builds the debrief muscle. After the Hinge, when you have infrastructure context and employer-funded Azure work underway, PNPT is the one that rehearses the room you will eventually own. The takeaway is this. Offensive experience is a required data point for threat exposure management. NIST confirms that penetration testing validates whether vulnerabilities can be exploited in ways a vulnerability scan alone cannot. That validation is part of what Obsidian Blade Security will sell. But the credential is only valuable when it compounds what you already know. Sequenced correctly, after the Hinge, PNPT gives you a client-facing debrief rehearsal built into the exam itself. Sequenced incorrectly, before the CCNA and RHCSA, it depletes the capital and momentum the five-year plan depends on. The offensive supplement is real. The offensive detour is the version where you took it too early and arrived at the hinge interview unable to explain a routing table. Do not confuse the two.